Mostly into tomorrow night. Rounds of severe thunderstorms are coming our way. They have the potential to produce damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes with heavy rains. Tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, overnight 68. Tomorrow goes up for 70s to near 80 before the rains return. Tomorrow night, clearing, colder, 52. Breezy and sunny Thursday with a cooler high of only 60. Well, Sanji, WGSO. Crescent City Stamp Club's New Orleans Stamp and Postcard Show, January 20th, January 21st, at the Double Tree by Hilton, 2150 Veterans Boulevard, Kenner. Free parking, free admission, free appraisals. Click ccscno.org. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Switzerland is where all of this is deriving from. Every single thing, and everyone is joining in on it. Klaus Schwab is from Switzerland, and the Knights Templar founded Switzerland. The number one shipping company in the world, Mediterranean Shipping Company, It's Swiss flagged, but it's Italian owned. The marriage between Switzerland and Italy and Germany and France is enormous. The nobles of France, the nobles of Germany, and the nobles of Italy all live in Switzerland. I can't get over enough of bringing this information to you. Alex Jones and whomever else need to lift their sights a little bit and focus on the real home of the Knights Templar, who carried on the Crusades, who carried on the sacking of Rome, through its control of Germany, who carried on with Britain the Nazis, the survival of Hitler beyond him dying or supposedly dying in the bunker. In Nazi Germany at the end of the war, where he escaped to Argentina, set up comfortably in advance. If you just look at the Argentine government and the Argentina people, it's clear go down there and you look around, it's some bright-eyed, blue-eyed, blonde-haired devils. I'm not saying all the people are, but those that are in power are. The number two shipping company in the world is in Denmark, or Dutch, or the Netherlands. It's German, predominantly German. CGA, CGM, number three shipping company, is French. They're tied at the hip with the Germans in carrying out the, well, even if you look to the issue of the pandemic, it came out of Switzerland labs, some of the most sophisticated labs in the world, shuttled down through Italy in one of the tunnels. It hadn't escaped yet or been released yet, and then made its way over to Wuhan to be released by the Templars, the Swiss. I got a confirmation of that. He's working at the Epoch Times, Alan, Alan Dulles, not. It's Alex Newman. He comes across, you know, as a very concerned citizen and saying all this stuff about what's going on in America when he's actually working for the, you know, let me go into one of the reasons I say this is, who guards the Pope? It was the Knights Templar until they were run out of the country and Jacques du Molay was executed in France. I think it was France. I don't know where he was executed. No, it was in front of the Notre Dame, the cathedral there in France that just burned a few years ago. It was seen by some as a sign that they are back in power, that they are seeking revenge against the French. This is, you know, the more you know history, the more you can see that many, 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 many of these, what we're going through now is based in history. The number three shipping company, CMA, CGM, is French. It's French flagged, it's French owned, but it has a subsidiary known as American President Lines. So all the wealth from it flying the French flag, first and foremost, and then flying the American flag underneath it, the American flag has been captured. One reason I bring this up also is that the American President Lines is a company that's owned by CGMA, CGM. It's a company that I sued. And well, we'll get back to it after break. Can hear the music coming up. We're going to break in a minute. 504-556-9696. I don't know if I'll take any calls. I don't know if I'll get any calls. I don't know if anybody's listening. But we'll be right back.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Right here is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Okay. We've got John Swisher on hold on the line. He's called in. But I want to preface some of the information I've given you. It's been hard fought and hard won. It's fascism, for want of a better word. It's the next level of fascism. It's the Swiss who control it, who are pushing it. It's, Klaus Schwab at the Davos crowd and the Bilderberg crowd. Plus, Switzerland owns the largest shipping company in the world. It's landlocked. Who would have thunk? And it has ties to Italy. And they're carrying on the same thing. If you go through, college or life, Certain things have a 100-year cycle, a 1,000-year cycle, et cetera, et cetera. We're going through a 100-year cycle where the Nazis, Germany, have somehow stayed alive and survived. They did it through Klaus Schwab being one, Hitler being another. He was, he lived in Argentina after the war. It's made very comfortable after the war. 1945, he wasn't killed in the bunker. I hate to tell you that. But we'll go to John Squisher's call. Take it real quick and get back on track. Well, depending on what he has to say. And John, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I enjoy your show, buddy, and thank you for having me in WGSO crew.
Yeah,
you have an awesome show. Hitler committed suicide.
No,
that's how he died.
Nope. Alan Dulles was instrumental in getting him out of the country. He was in Switzerland for 2 years during the war. He planned the death of Hitler, but he didn't carry it out. He was working on something else. We know about Project Paperclip. 35,000 or 3,500, I don't know. Either way, it's a huge number of devout Nazis, people who were in the Nazi party, were exported to America. Do you refute that?
No, I don't.
But you got to trust me on this. Like, I work for APL, American President Lines, that used to have in it an arm of Hamburg America Line, spelled with a K, that was one of the three companies, Union Banking Corp, that Bush owned. And then Bush comes in, and it was given back to him after the war by Roosevelt, which
was
a lot of
Bush
the Nazis.
Was it Bush the president?
Me? Yeah, Bush the president. The eventual president. And then 9/11 happened under his watch. He carried it out. He didn't plan it. He carried it out or executed it. Look at where we are now with Biden, and we had Obama before him. Obama was a continuation of Bush.
I thought Obama was a continuation of Clinton.
Well, you can go, yeah. Bush was a continuation of Clinton, and Obama was a continuation of, everything that came before. Gerald Ford was not his real name. His real name was Leslie Lynch King. King is one of those names that you have to watch out for because we had an Admiral King at my academy. And he was a douchebag.
Wow.
Alan is another one of those names that you have to watch out for because he was a Coast Guard commandant. The Coast Guard, it was changed in 2003 under Bush to be a branch of military. It was it was in the Department of Transportation before that. How do you get, we don't pigeonhole, we don't hide branches of military in the Department of Transportation just to bring them out in case of a war, like, 9/11 happens and then we're at war and, we got to make the Coast Guard a full-blown branch of military. No. You take a piece of them or part of them and you transfer them into the Navy because we don't want to have two navies.
Right.
But just that fact alone, a branch of military, it is a branch of military. It's protecting, executing civilians in the Merchant Marine for transgressions against their license. A branch of military in the Coast Guard is charging and prosecuting civilians for something they did against their license. How do you get that? That's a civilian license. That's a civilian license. How do you get a branch of military who was responsible for that? Bush, George W. Bush, and Rumsfeld, and yeah, exactly. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is you have to be a globalist to be a member.
I noticed one thing. I did some research. Remember the President Jack Kennedy, JFK?
Yeah, yeah.
He was Democrat in name only. He was a nationalist. He was trying to get rid of this secret society.
Well, he was part of the money trust. His father was. His father was the first ambassador to England. He was right. He was appointed as the first U.S. ambassador to England. Now, I'll tell you something else that's that shows the gravity of what I'm speaking about. And you know, I would love some help. I'm at death's door. I hate to say it, but I've been trying to get people to wake up to this fact. But look at World War II, and look what was changed. We had a Department of War that was in Article One. It was in Article One of the Constitution. It was under Congress. That meant to unleash the Department of War, we had to carry out an act of war. We had to pass a piece of legislation to carry on an act of war. And then it was only good for 2 years. It had to be refunded. Come World War II comes in. We changed it into the Department of Defense per the Geneva Conventions, and that's also in Switzerland. Hold on, we got a break coming up. Can you hold?
Let me hold on. I can hold on for the next segment.
We changed the Department of War into the Department of Defense and moved it into the Article II branch of government under the president, so it would be on watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, nonstop. It would be a nonstop military.
Wow.
Yeah. Then you start getting it. Why can't we stop these wars? Because it's up to the president. And it shouldn't be. All right. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for
America. Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with the Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics are gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in-studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hall.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Well, you probably heard, Metry Diner moved to the heart of Metry, 3804 Veterans. Of course, they still got breakfast all day, every day, 8 a.m. till 2 a.m. on the weekends. If you need it quick on your way to work, weekdays before 10 a.m., get ham, bacon, or sausage breakfast biscuits in 10 minutes or they're free. Metry Diner has great lunch and dinner specials. Thursday night's always steak night with beautiful ribeyes and fillets. People love the mozzarella sticks, onion rings, burgers, meatballs, fried jalapenos, and green peppers. Well, they do make just about everything from scratch at Metry Diner. Don't forget the beignet fries and crawfish cornbread. Come see us. 3804 Veterans
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. There is an enhanced risk of severe weather today and into the overnight hours for most of the state. Mike Steele with the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness says stormy weather will arrive in northwest Louisiana this afternoon, and the threat for tornadoes exists for south Louisiana during the overnight hours.
So we're asking the public to make sure that they have their phones charged, to make sure they have something, you know, near their bed that would wake them up if there's a tornado warning or something that should pop up.
Most of the southern half of the state is also under a flash flood watch tonight and through tomorrow. State police investigators have released more details about the death of an inmate yesterday at the St. Mary Parish Courthouse. Trooper Derek Senegal says investigators are trying to figure out what led up to an incident between an inmate and a correctional officer.
Right now, it is still early into the investigation. We're day two into the investigation. We do know that was some type of, it could be some type of scuffle.
The inmate was pronounced dead at a local hospital. LRN.
This is an important update for Medicaid members. You may be assigned a new health plan that will begin in January 2023. Medicaid members can choose a different plan now through March 31st. Check your mail for a letter from Healthy Louisiana. This letter lists your current plan and your plan that begins in January. Follow the steps in your letter or you will keep the plan assigned to you. You can also visit myplan.healthy.la.gov for more information. That's myplan.healthy.la.gov.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan on 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football. Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
Atomic batteries are powerful. Turbines are
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here.
All right, that's a good song. But I'm going to cut it short because I want to get back to this. Hey, John.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric.
Do you think we still have separation of powers?
You got me.
Well,
the power should be with we the people, not with our politicians, not with our elected officials. Because
well, no, but you know what the separation of powers is, right?
Yes,
it was our founding. You know, the concept that came from Montesquieu in 1748. He wrote a book called The Spirit of the Law, and that's why people go, "Oh, you know, Spirit of the Law." It's like he identified the three great powers as being the legislative, the body that makes the laws, the executive, the body that enforces the laws, and the judicial branch, the society or the branch that resolves any disputes under the law or outside the law. What we had in World War II, I go back to World War II again, in 1946, Congress passed the Federal Administrative Procedure Act that married all three of the branches together, the separate powers, the legislative, make the law, a separate body enforces the law, and a separate body decides on the law, the judiciary. That married all three of the branches together under the executive branch. And the Supreme Court upholds them on this with Chevron deference. Chevron is a company that was it's a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations that it pays an annual fee to be a member of.
Wasn't Chevron a spinoff of the Standard Oil Company?
You got it. You got it. You got it. You got give that man a whatever, you know, Standard Oil. So you see the breaking up of Standard Oil and then the coming back together of Standard Oil over the last 100 years. It's you know, Rockefeller. You've heard a lot of people say a bunch of, you know, negative stuff about him. Go ahead.
Oh, no. The Rockefellers had a hold on this country for over 100 years.
Yeah.
They owned a lot of politicians on
Rockefeller,
both sides of the aisle.
He was much like Cecil Rhodes. Many people here have heard about Cecil Rhodes. But they don't talk about Rockefeller like Cecil Rhodes, that he was sent to America. They do this over generations. They play the long game. They don't care if it's going to take 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years or more. The royal families and the nobility will take that long, and they have. The War of 1812, what was that about? That was about keeping the royalty and nobility in the game because the War of 1812 was to nix the Titles of Nobility Act of 1806 that passed. The Civil War, what was that to get, you know, two sides to every story in America? I could give you more on that, but... Spanish-American War, World War I, that was the Coast Guard, was initiated in 1915. The 1913 was the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax.
Yeah, I can tell you a lot about income tax. I've been doing a lot of research on it. And income tax came about in 1913 to help finance World War One by a Democrat president, Woodrow Wilson. And after World War One ended,
but wait. Let me throw you one thing. Wilson also started the League of Nations. That was in Switzerland. It was started in Switzerland. I'm going back to my earlier comment or what the show was going to be about, Switzerland, and that it is the Knights Templar. They have the cross on their flag. And then they have their intelligence agency, the Red Cross, on another flag with a red cross on it and a white background instead of white background and a red cross. Go ahead.
Yeah. And they saw how much money that they collected, and they brainwashed the people after World War One. And they said, "Oh, we still got to pay for this war, so we can't." We still gotta continue the income tax. It kept going on and on for the next 100 years. This country is seriously overtaxed and underserved. If you cut down a lot of taxes, the government can actually raise more revenue.
All taxes.
And property tax is a joke.
Well, before 1913, and he passed the it was with the income tax was passed with the Federal Reserve. In 1913, but we didn't have any income tax in America until the Federal Reserve Act was passed and the income tax. So that was what that war was about, was gaining a toehold or a foothold or a, you know, standing in over our government and privatizing it in every which way is imaginable.
And Kennedy was trying to eliminate the Federal Reserve, and he lost his life over it.
Yep.
And I think the mastermind was LBJ. Lee Harvey Oswald was the pansy.
Yeah, that whole thing, you know, they're saying about, well, we're not going to release certain records and this, that, and, you know, for 75 years. They didn't want to release the COVID scam until 75 years later. Pfizer wanted to do that. Pfizer is a member of a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes, they invented the vaccine, aka the clot shot.
Yep.
And those who took the clot shot always catching COVID. They go come back and say, oh, you got to take a boost to this, boost to that. And they come up with these variants. They brought coronavirus has been around for years. It's written on back.
It's a common flu.
Yes, but the media made a big spin out of it. It scared a lot of people. I mean, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. They think that we're stupid because they have so much control over everything, that they have control over our government. How can you have where people believe they have a separation of powers, a law? Now, there was a Supreme Court case, Reed versus Covert, 1956, that upheld the decision. In 1957, Congress overturned themselves. They overturned their own seating of the same Supreme Court, and in themselves, they overturned and said, no, we're not supposed to have competing system of courts from underneath the executive branch. Like the SEC.
Right.
We're supposed to have them in the judiciary, Article 3. And it took care of it for a while. And as they have started another war, they bring it back, you know, bring back what was overturned by the Supreme Court until we've got it again. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act, Title V.
Yep. COVID was also invented to get rid of a sitting president because Joe Biden was installed. He was not inaugurated.
Yeah.
He did not win this election.
Yep.
Wouldn't you agree with me on that, Eric?
Yeah.
And
I agree. Hold on. Hold on one sec. We got a break coming up.
I'll hold on for the last segment.
Yeah. We got a break. Going to break. 504-506-9696. It wasn't what I planned on. I was going to focus on Switzerland and every reason why you must, everyone must, focus on that nation and rip it apart with good information. You know, just tell it like it is. Because it is coming from Switzerland and France and Italy and Germany. We're going to break.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at Jeff@WGSO.com or call 504-669-6077.
Right. Before I go back to John the caller, I want to mention FIFA is in Switzerland, and it's the head of the World Cup, which is the oh, be quiet, you're making some noise. It's Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, the Netherlands or Deutschland, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. It's headquartered in Zurich. The World Trade Organization is headquartered in Switzerland. The World Health Organization is centered in Switzerland. The hey, caller, be quiet, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, but I can hear you. Take him off real quick, and I'll bring him on. I just want to make a couple points real quick. The level of control over the world is based in Rome is not a member of the European Union, but Italy is. Switzerland is not a member of the European Union. So it's not bound to everything happening to the European Union. There is so much that I wish I could just share it all right now, but I can't because I have a caller. I want to bear some respect to him. But focus on, I mean, look at the Canton Davos, where Bilderberg is, and where the World Economic Forum is. It's all based out of Switzerland, but with France, Germany, and Italy, who have their nobility, their robber barons, who are attacking the world with things like a vaccine. Things like a vaccine. Let me go back to the caller. John.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Sorry for making all that noise.
No, it's all right. It was hard for me to focus on with that going on in the background. Go ahead.
Yes. That vaccine and COVID, they want to call it the Great Reset. They want to kill off the population, like the senior citizen population, because they're drawing Social Security and all that money that they paid into the system that they're getting paid once a month. Once they just die, then the families don't get this family Social Security. So they're trying to get that money. The COVID was also, I'm sorry.
No, wait. Jim, just think about it, or John, think about it. What if there is no more America, there is no more Social Security.
That's right. We live in the best. People need to understand the United States of America is the best country in the world. We're supposed to be a free country. No, but we're being overrun by a bunch of globalist zealots, and we need to put
the nobility, and royalty. King George, who's behind it, so is the Spanish king, what's his name, Carlos or whatever, Juan Carlos.
If Hillary Clinton would have won the presidency, thank God that didn't happen. We'd have been calling her Queen Hillary, Her Highness.
Yeah. No, they are of a line, a bloodline that traces its roots back to the royal family. They started off in New York. They had the first mayor of New York was a Clinton. I think it was a mayor of New York or something, but it may have been a senator or congressman or, even something lower than mayor. I remember seeing it back in the Revolutionary War. The first, I think it was from the district that she was a senator from. These names and family lines, bloodlines, go way back before we were even a country. You know, we have 245 years or something. They go back. Nancy Pelosi is a member of the Order of the Garter, the oldest knight. It's from 1348, King Edward.
Nancy Pelosi's father and brother were longtime mayors of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Tom and Tommy D'Alessandro. My father knew her very well. He told, before when he was alive, he told stories about Nancy. He nicknamed her Della Slutro, because you get a little drunk and you know what happens when alcohol gets involved. And she was dating one of his best friends, and she dumped him for Paul Pelosi. And he told some stories about this when she first became Speaker of the House. He said, "This country is in serious trouble now."
Well, I called Congress, trying to warn them in advance of that weekend, because I could tell from what they were doing to me there was something going to happen, and I told them and reported it, and Paul Pelosi happened. That was the weekend that he took the hammer to the head, supposedly, allegedly.
And, and he got found out he's HOMOSEXUAL.
Yeah.
And in earlier in May this year, he was involved in an automobile accident. He was at fault, and he got off scot-free. And the person that the car he hit, that person is still in a coma. But I did some research on it, but they can't give me any more information because Gavin Newsom is Paul Pelosi's nephew.
I didn't know that.
I can't blame them for not wanting to get. You didn't know that?
I knew that Gavin Newsom. I knew that Getty was heir apparent or adopted and taken Newsom under his wing.
But that's Nancy's nephew, Paul's nephew. And he killed his, back in 1957, he killed his brother in a drunk driving. Drunk driving wreck.
And Bush, Laura Bush, killed her ex-boyfriend in, I don't know if it was college or high school. I thought it was high school, and somebody corrected me and said it was college.
Well, she sat there.
No, she sat there, waited at the stop sign, you know, back a couple off to the side, for her boyfriend to pass through the stop sign, and she floored it and hit him and killed him because she was pissed because he broke up with her or whatever reason.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
These people are dangerous.
We need some more Reagans and Trumps to run this country.
Not Reagan. I tell you a bunch about Reagan next time. We haven't had Kennedy was possibly one. He was brought in as the heir apparent to the money trust, but I think he changed his mind and started to represent Americans, and that's why they took him out. Alan Dulles was involved in it, and a bunch more. We got to take off, Paul. John, call back.
Call back on my show.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on